Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake Gaden from CBS 13. Lots of different things we want to talk with Jake about. If you were watching during the commercial break, he just brought up Sac State basketball. We're going to get to that here. Just a heartbeat. Sac State suffered their first loss of the season yesterday.
Yeah, man. Good game last night. It's a good Santa Barbara team. Mikey.
Shout out Santa Barbara. Yeah. It's Sac school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good ball club. It's a good little mid-major ball club, man. It was a good college basketball game last night.
We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But Jake, let's get you in here on the Kings conversation. If you can see, the sky is falling as we head into the second night of a back-to-back with Atlanta here. A lot has been said, tweeted, stated by Doug and others. And then they go out there and lose to Denver. Jake, your overall sentiments on where Sacramento is here 11 games into the season?
Well, first off, let's start with Doug's pregame presser, which I thought was just bizarre. Like, what's that coming from? Where is it coming from? And he clarified after the game that it wasn't directed at any specific media member or anybody in general. It was a blanket statement. No one says the things that he said without being tipped off to something and being frustrated with something that someone said. So I am intrigued to see what was the tipping point for Doug to say that statement, and then for his team to go out and compete for 38 minutes once again, and then let off the gas for 10 minutes in the end of the third, start of the fourth quarter, and lose again to another great team in the NBA. Sky's not falling for me, though, guys, because this is the expectation I had for this team. This is the toughest part of their schedule. They are playing right to where I thought they were going to play. Again, as I've stated at the beginning of the season, they have a ton of great individual players on this team. And if you were making a fantasy basketball roster, this would be a great fantasy basketball roster. But in the NBA, when you're building a team, these pieces do not work, and you're starting to see it night in and night out. DeMar DeRozan is playing out of position. Zach LaVine is not getting enough shots. Dennis Schroeder doesn't feel comfortable. The offense is not revolving around Domantas Sabonis anymore. And defensively, they do not have the personnel for what Doug Christie wants them to do. This is straight fact, and as Doug would say, period. That is where this team is at. So if you're looking in the future right now, they're going to still evaluate. They're still in the evaluation period. I know there's been plenty of reports out for the past couple of days of this team's going to blow it up by December. Still in the evaluation period. You got to give it to Christmas time to start making some decisions on what direction you take with this team. I think when 2026 hits, we'll have a very clear picture of the direction of this team is going to go. Either they're going to offload salary and go young, or try to rebuild and retool with some smaller moves or moves with some of their guys. Because In the NBA right now, it is hard to trade your star players. It's hard to trade contracts like Domantas Sabonis, and it's hard to trade guys like Dennis Schroeder, Zach LaVine. But like DeMar DeRozan is a guy that can be moved. But right now, sky is falling in for the Beam team in terms of their fan base. But for me, this is exactly where I thought they were going to be.
Jake, when you talk about the evaluation process still going on with this team, and you know, like reports of, you know, that came out yesterday or the day before about, you know, they're ready to rebuild and blow it up. That's the approach has kind of been the same, it feels like, since Scott Perry took over. This is not a new approach. Like, I don't think they had a seismic shift in mentality after going 3-7. Like, this is what they've been doing as far back as this summer. When you talk about the Jonathan Kuminga trade, yeah, we're going to take a shot, but we're not giving up anything that we don't want to in this situation. So, like, do you feel the same way? Have you heard the same things, that the approach has been the same since the summer with this team?
That's the thing I really do love about this front office now, is they're taking a systematic approach to it and being poignant with what moves they're going to make. They are not going to make irrational moves. They are not going to do what they did last year and trade their star player like De'Aaron Fox and try to get another star player in Zach LaVine and bring in a guy that is, quite honestly, you thought was untradeable. So I think they're very diligent and direct with what moves they're going to make. And what that looks like, I could not tell you, because I still think they're in the evaluation period. But you're absolutely right, Casey. They are right now following the same plan that they had at the beginning of the season. And you can dress it up all you want with whatever different sound bites that Doug wants to give, but the direction is still the same. They are still going to try to play hard every single night. They're going to see if it can work with this group. But the more games they lose, the more ideas of what this team is actually looking like, then more moves will be made. But they're in an evaluation period right now. They're not making any distinct moves next week or the week after or the week after that. And if they do, it would be a shock to me.
This, you said you're not surprised, sky's not falling. This is what you expected. Is there a single redeeming quality to this basketball team as it's constructed right now?
No. Because I don't understand what type of offense they're trying to run. And defensively, I don't understand what type of defense they're trying to run. I want to ask you one thing, guys, and I'm still scratching my head with this. What's one good thing this team does well?
They can score the basketball well. I just think they don't focus on
how. It. How? How do they score the basketball well? Pick and roll offense? No.
Well, I don't want to say the how doesn't matter. Like, they can score the basketball, and they can. Do they do it right now at a high level on a week in, week out basis? No, but as I was going to say, I think that's because they're focused on trying to be something else and be all encompassing. No, lean into what your strength is. I know you want to defend, and you have to defend, and this may not be winning basketball, and I understand that. You may not be playing basketball no matter what you do, but at least try to lean into what makes you, what you can do best, and that's score the basketball, implement an offense, implement a way that gets up and down the court a little bit. They don't do that. Like, that's their best chance, and they don't even lean into that.
I still think offensively there is clunkiness in that offense. I think it's a lot of solo ball, you know, what Russ and Zach do very well, which is just one-on-one offense and try to take it to the 10 or go one-on-one with your defender. There's no flow in the offense a lot of the time. And then there's the guy that's running the offense, and Dennis Schroeder, is afraid to shoot right now. Like, what? He's like 1-for-16 this past three games. When you play half-court offense, they're really bad at it. Now, I agree, Casey. Should they lean into the offense more? I think they should. They're, what, 26th or 27th in defense right now, defensive rating? The starting group has, you know, a net rating of minus 18 or something like that. I didn't look up the stats after last night's game. But I think they need to lean into the offense, but I don't think they'll do that because Doug Christie's a defensive guy. I again, stuck in a rock and a hard place. Like, I would love to give you like some positivity about everything, but like, this is just where it is. Like, you know, it's a poorly constructed team because of what they had to do last year. And because of that, the style of play they want to run, they don't have the personnel to run it. And until you start either playing to what your personnel's strengths are or finding personnel that can play to what the way you want to play, we're still going to be in this middle of nowhere gray area until something happens like that.
Did they set Doug up to fail?
No, because I think Doug knows that this is not a one-year rebuild. He's not getting a one-year and figure it out. Next year, if this continues to happen and we run out the same stuff, then yes, I think they said Doug up to fail. But Doug and Scott are inheriting an issue that wasn't their problem. Like, the situation that we're at is not anybody else's problem, but the ownership and the former general manager. Former general manager couldn't manage up and couldn't make big decisions, especially after that first Beam team year where they made the playoffs and tried to add to the roster and thought Sasha Vasenkov was going to be the almighty, you know, God sent for that second year. And then when things didn't go well, especially last year, instead of, you know, trying to wait things out and be patient with it, they hit the panic button and sent off, like I said, De'Aaron Fox for pebbles. And then, you know, sent, well, what's his name over to Miami? Blanking his name right now.
Davion.
Point guard. Yeah, Davion Mitchell to Miami for nothing. Like, there's just, they inherited a really awful situation. And Doug is trying to have them play hard, which I respect the hell out of. And he's trying to make it work with the personnel that he has. But until he has the right personnel for the style of play he wants to play, this is going to be the result. And I think he'll get that maybe next year, maybe after this trade deadline where they free up money or free up or get better personnel in there. But right now, Scott Perry's got to work his magic. And I've seen it happen before. He's done it in Detroit. He's done it in New York. I think he can do it in Sacramento. I have a lot of faith in that man because I've seen it happen. I think patience right now, which is something the Kings fandom do not have, is what they need.
Zach LaVine's not nothing. You may have had a vision of what a De'Aaron Fox trade should look like, but Zach LaVine's not nothing.
And it probably wouldn't have looked the way people think it would have looked.
Yeah, but you're gonna Steph Castle? That's a guy that you
weren't gonna get him. Jay,
why would the Spurs trade Steph Castle?
Stop.
Why would they do that?
You sound like Twitter. Stop.
No, but they needed to get more than just
that's fine
for De'Aaron straight up. At least some first round picks out of that.
You weren't gonna get that for a guy who wanted to go to one place. You weren't gonna get that.
But why couldn't we take the patient approach and reevaluated that at the offseason and seeing if you can gotten more?
That's fine. The season almost certainly would have gone to hell. But like,
it did go to hell. Nothing changed.
Oh, we were already in hell.
They were in the play-in. They wouldn't even been in the play-in in that situation.
I'm fine with that. I'd rather you got a better lottery pick.
I'm not saying that any of that is wrong. I think one of the things that
I don't think the San Antonio trade would have been there, by the way. Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're
the
fine.
San Antonio trade wouldn't have been there. So you would have been open to a whole other host of issues, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, and we talked about it a number of different times, I don't know what – nobody knows. So I could be wrong, too. I don't know what people think this De'Aaron Fox trade would have looked like. Like, you getting this haul back for De'Aaron Fox and this young player that makes 40 cents. So the contracts don't even match up. Like, I don't believe you are getting what people think you are getting for De'Aaron Fox. That doesn't mean that
De'Aaron Fox trade is the best trade we were going to get with Zach LaVine.
That's not what I'm saying. I was saying at the same time, that doesn't mean you just make the trade then or you don't wait around. Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. But number one, I don't think you're getting a better player than Zach LaVine in that situation. I don't think that you're getting this young prospect that you think you might have got for De'Aaron Fox. Number one, because the money need to be matched up too. Now, you might have got like a Devin Vassell and what's his name? Keon Johnson. You might have got that. I don't know if you're getting no picks or nothing like that, but you might have got something like that. And they got shorter term contracts, although Vassell's contract just started, but it's still cheaper. And you might have been able to maneuver that way. But you, there ain't no way in hell you was getting Steph Castle.
But here's the
Kelvin
other thing.
Johnson, my bad.
Okay, here's the other thing, Jake, is you could take a patient approach if you want to. The owner wanted a certain player, and he got him. So that's a whole other issue to discuss and be dealt with. But this wasn't the front office going, well, we've got to get this deal done. Like, there were people in this organization who wanted Zach LaVine on this team. This was their only opportunity to get Zach LaVine on this team, and they used it.
I understand that, and that's where I make the reference of managing up. Like, you've got to manage up with this. Like, you say, hey, I understand you like Zach LaVine as a player, but does that work, and does that fit of what we're trying to do? Like, they forgot when they traded for Zach LaVine that if you trade away De'Aaron Fox, your starting point guard, you don't have another point guard on the roster. Simple as that. So, like, when you make one trade for another, you have to look at the full ramifications of it. Like, yes, I do think that Zach LaVine is a very solid player in the NBA, and I think he definitely has contributed to the Kings. I'm not going to knock on him whatsoever in that. But what I will knock is how, you know, if you wanted Zach, you don't think he was going to be there this offseason still and then made another decision on where you wanted to go at point guard? Like, that was the biggest issue at the end of last season. They didn't have a point guard at all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Oh.
Well, the biggest issue was you were dealing with a bunch of people that didn't care about what happened.
Yeah, that too.
And that's yeah. Why that trade went down the way. Like, Vivek wanted a player. He had a GM that probably should have been fired at that moment, but he told the GM who knew he was going to be fired make this trade. All right, I'll make the trade, whatever. I don't really care what I get back. I'm not saying my problem no more. You want Zach, I'll go get him for a bag of peanuts or whatever that you want. It doesn't matter. You had a bunch of people, Wes Wilcox, all these guys who didn't care about the future of what was going on. So who was going to step in front of the owner and tell him, like, this is how you get it done? Like, there wasn't going to be nobody to do that. Nobody cared.
Speaking of the owner, what do you think it means that I think it was 2 days ago against the OKC Thunder, stays for the whole that man is in his seat all game. I mean, every game, all game, doesn't leave. I think Matt George put the video out there that he was sitting there with Scott Perry the whole entire time and left to the third quarter and didn't return. Like, do you think that means anything?
I don't. No, like, I don't watch Vivek Ranadive game film. So I don't know what his behaviors are from game to game. I know he's locked in. If he gets up and leaves, like, whatever. Maybe he's fed up of watching this basketball team too. I just don't know what him getting up and leaving would mean. He doesn't like the team? Like, cool. Like, most people there don't. But then what?
The thing that I would say is, and to everybody's point is, I don't think he left Durham Puke guy game. Like, he's there all the time for the
whole
game.
Well, he did something else after Puke guy.
Well, maybe he was ready to do that again.
Well, he would have. There would have been a problem if he did that.
Absolutely. But I don't know what it means outside of he was just fed up with the product on the floor. I'm not saying now we need to make trades today or something. Like, I don't think necessarily that was the case. But it did stand out that he went out and got, like, they all got up at the same time. I don't know what that meant. But they all, like, I used the analogy the other day. If I'm pissed off watching the game, I'm not going to be like, man, I'm pissed off. D-Lo, come on, let's go. I'm going to just get up and leave. Like,
D-Lo.
I'm going to just be like, man, I'm out of here. Like, what am I telling these other two guys, the two guys that work for me, come on, let's go. Like, unless I want to vent or whatever.
Well, what if Scott said, hey, let's go talk?
Could be the case. But that's still
that's what I always think. Right? That's literally what I'm saying.
Sure.
Hey, yeah. Let's go talk. We tried your way. We're going to try mine.
It's always been Scott's way, at least so far.
It's just so far. That doesn't mean he's got full autonomy. Like, sometimes, like, I feel
he's got
believe he has full autonomy until he starts making some.
Here's the thing, Vivek, we might be out of Vivek players. He liked DeMar. He likes Zach. We might be out. Like, he got Buddy. He got all of the little guys that we've always heard so much about. He might be out. There just might not be any more. So he may just be like, hey, guys, I'm fresh out of ideas. It's on you now. I don't know.
Cool. I've gone through all the players I like.
Scott Perry telling him, great, let's start with you wearing a suit to the game, pal. We'll see you later. I don't know, man. Oh, Polo, it's a great point. You're right. Kyle Kuzma's still not here. That's a good point. That's my
bad. Go get him.
That's my bad. He took everyone to the back, said, all right, guys, I got one last idea to make this all work. Kyle Kuzma.
Come on, D-Lo. Go get Kyle.
Jesus, man. At least we can laugh at it.
Oh,
laugh
yeah,
at our pain.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do. We can't, we ain't got no say-so on how this stuff plays out, man. We just gotta get through it. Whether that's the reloading, rebuilding, whatever. Just gotta get through it and get to the point where we see the win of basketball again.
I just want them to be a top five pick in the lottery. That's where I'm at right now.
That would be fun. I don't know if we can get there, though. There's some.
Let's not pretend like there isn't potential heartache with that, too.
Yeah.
But there's some good prospects this year.
Sure.
Some great prospects this
year.
I mean, there's prospects. To be honest with you, you might get into double digits before you get like, this guy isn't as good as a prospect. Like, they got 10, 11, 12 guys in this draft that look to be pretty good. I don't know if they're Hall of Famers or nothing like that, but they got some really good players in this draft deeper into the lottery than normal.
If I'm Kings fans, I would watch a lot of ACC basketball this year. Let's just put it that way.
I don't think I've ever seen this many seats available for a Sacramento Kings game before.
How much are they rolling right now?
Lower level, you can get for $150. Let me go all the way down by the Kenny seats. It's three rows up. Kenny would never. Oh, those are still expensive. Well, expensive relative.
You go on one of the secondary sites right now. You get it for $45. It's at lower level.
Well, you can get in the Drew the Local guy seat. So go to the secondary sites because you can get in the Drew the Local guy seat for $43.
Ooh,
hey. That's on Ticketmaster though.
There's a KC seat about $63 tonight.
Wow.
It means right there on the court, Kenny.
Wow.
I don't think it's right there on the court, but it says row A. So.
Don't act like you don't know what we're talking about. We saw you there again last night.
I want to be like Kenny when I grow up.
Boy, what are you talking about? I was far from the damn courtside last night.
Hmm.
Far from it.
Yep, I found a $23 seat for tonight.
Lower level.
No.
Oh.
But it's not the local guy's seat either.
Another, you preferred another name, by the way, Trey Young. That's another. Vivek guy that he loves.
Well, that's what I'm talking about earlier when I said he ain't running the show. Scott doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And they allegedly had an opportunity.
This guy was like, allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
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 You want to touch on Sac State before you go? We were talking about that during the commercial break, man. That was a nice little ball game from those guys last night. They took first loss of the season.
Yeah.
But a great performance from UC Santa Barbara. But yet, even in a loss, Sac State continues to be all over the basketball in social media channels.
Yeah.
No, I'm impressed with Sac State. I UCSB, as Casey was saying in the break, is a good little mid-major. I think they'll make the tournament this year. They have some guys on that team that have playoff or have March Madness experience. A guy like Aiden Mahaney, who played for UConn last year. So that's a good little squad right there, and I was impressed with them. When it comes to Sac State, Mikey Williams finally showed, you know, how good he could be. I think there was a post-game quote from Joe Davidson, our good guy, Joe D at the Sac B, who said that Mike Bibby has taught Mikey really how to work his game off of a pick and roll and a pick and pop, and how it's transformed his game a little bit and continues to mold it better. 30 points for Mikey last night. Bear Cherry almost had a double-double. Guy that I'm really keeping an eye on, though, I am really impressed with, is Prophet Johnson. Mm-hmm. Prophet, or PJ as they like to call him, has been playing some really good lights out offense. I think the biggest question for this team moving forward is how well they play defense. If they can play defense at least a high level for half the game, offensively they're going to be fantastic. Like, I have no question about it. And when you look at the Big Sky, I'm still sitting there and saying, I think they can run the table in that Big Sky conference and at least get a 1-3 seed in that conference tournament. But I'm impressed. The biggest thing I'm impressed, though, and Casey, you've been there. I've yet to be there yet. And I don't know, Dame, if you've been to a game, but I am impressed with Hornet Pavilion and just the crowds that have been showing up for these games. I'm excited to see, you know, when it gets to a really, really big game, especially when it conference play comes, how much of a home field advantage or home court advantage that takes for Sac State. But they have some really good non-conference games coming up. I think Baylor on the road they have. I believe maybe UCLA on the road in a couple weeks. Those might be losses, but I still think those games really are going to tell how great this team is. And I'm intrigued with Mikey Williams. If that dude stays healthy, that guy can get a bucket wherever he wants to on the court.
Yeah, he's getting more and more comfortable with each game. We talked about it a little bit last night, Jake. No shader.
It was Sunday night. Last night was Tuesday.
Well, no, we talked last night.
Oh, did you? Oh, I thought you was talking about Sports Sunday. I got you, too. That day off got you, too.
JC and I were out wondering this. Dame, 8 o'clock start last night. What time did you go to bed?
Oh, the second the game ended, the absolute second it was over, and I struggled like about midway through that fourth quarter. I was not
okay. So you were your one eye open, one eye closed, basically type of thing in bed.
No, I was in bed. I had it on the computer with the AirPod in my ear, but yeah, it was just a lot of just jotting stuff down at 10 o'clock, just begging for it to end.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Casey. Sorry that's
awful. No, you guys are funny. No, you got jokes. It's fine.
We were right. We were asking in the third quarter. I think Dame's probably asleep by now. He's like, yeah,
close to it.
No. If the beginning of the fourth quarter had been the end of the second, I would have. I'll watch it in the morning. But it was I thought it was a fun game to watch until the start of the fourth. And then I just want to go to sleep.
Went all bad at that point.
Yeah,
went all bad. No, Jake, I was just gonna say we had talked about this is probably. This is the best Sac State basketball team in a long time. I don't know what that means. I'm not like guaranteeing they get to the tournament. But, I mean, in the last 5 to 8 to 10 years, this is the best men's Sac State basketball team they've had. So we'll see if that's enough to, like you said, get them a top 3 seed in the Big Sky and make a run for the tournament.
Jake, we'll see. We'll see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight. And then, guys, guess what? Both of you on Sports Sunday.
Let's go,
Red
baby.
Red Zone chat is over, baby. We're going live at 7 o'clock.
Let's go, baby.
We don't have any high school kids this week. We're so excited, all right?
We're ready. Appreciate you as always, Jake. Thank you, my man.
Hey, go Patriots.
All right.
Oh, shut up. For goodness sake.
Drake May for MVP.
Okay, goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.